This is Power Talk 1040. Welcome to the show. Every Saturday at this time, we bring you The Cerebral Edge with me, Coach Chris. It's a show that aims to give you the edge to get you 1% better every day. Add that all up to 365 days a year, and you're well on your way to a better version of yourself. And I tell you what, me and Joe Ruggiero are fired up today. Already a lot of conversations to be had from today.
Hell yeah, man.
But I feel at this point you're not a guest anymore. You're almost a co-host.
Love being on, man. Love it.
But I love it. I love that you're on today. We're going to go over mindset and injuries today. So what do you got in plan for us today, Joe?
Yeah, well, like injuries, of course, we've all had some type of injury. We've all had things we had to work through. But we wanted to hit on some like real kind of key, more mental state through your injuries. Mm-hmm. Things like, don't becoming your injury. Mm-hmm. Don't become a victim of your injury, and then only you can get yourself better. You can hire all the people in the world, but mm-hmm. if you don't truly want to get better, and if your mind's not 100% into it, you won't recover.
Absolutely. Mindset is one of the biggest obstacles you have to get around an injury, right?
I mean, for anything,
because
anything, but definitely injury.
People will get caught in the loop of saying things to themselves like, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
Or I
just can't do that anymore.
Yep, I can't do that anymore.
Full acceptance of not having the range of motion in their arm or their leg or whatever for the rest of their life, you know?
Mm-hmm. And they're content with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And you have to really dive in and go, okay, well, here's some things to do about that, right? And then sometimes, even when you give them those things, it still is this trap in their mind that this isn't going to help.
And sometimes, like, it is just a trap in your mind, but honestly, with the way that society is and things are now, we almost get told that. Mm-hmm. You know, unfortunately, we go to the doctors a lot that just, they don't promote, say, working through it a little bit, having a little, like, say, active recovery in it. Mm-hmm. They just say, no, rest, don't do anything. Mm-hmm. That's literally the words that they'll use. And like, I'm not taking anything away from that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not able to diagnose anything at all.
No.
I'm just saying that you want to work through things and you should question everything. So if a doctor's saying don't do it, why? Mm-hmm. Why can't I? What can I do? You know, because you want to keep pushing in whatever direction you can to keep moving forward.
Right. So when I first got my first huge injury in my back, you know, I was in the military. The physician's assistant looked at me, he said, well, you can't lift more than 30 pounds. Go have fun. I'm like, are you serious? In the military, you're telling me that I can't lift more than 30. I might as well not even stand up out of this chair right now.
Seriously.
What are you telling me, dude?
Yeah.
It got me so fired up.
Yeah. So can't wear my winter coat.
can't wear my winter coat. Oh, man. So, yeah. So if you can't tell, that got me a little fired up.
Yeah, I feel you.
And so that's ultimately what ended up with me getting into like a lot of exercise therapy and stuff like that. Because, man, you can totally find the root cause, start to train it a little bit, and get yourself better. We have to do better for people.
Yeah.
We can't be telling people that they can't live their lives because they're in pain.
100%. 100%.
That's what happens all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's also because it's the easiest way out. You know, like what you're talking about right there takes like a strong mindset to push mm-hmm. through that a little bit. You know what I mean? I had a very, like, not in the military, but a similar thing to me where I blew out my L4, L5 and herniated my discs. It's a horrific back injury if you ever have had it. But like I was just told at the age of 23 that they can fuse it. They can go in and I can get steroids for the rest of my life for every 6 months. You know, they told me that they can go in and put a disc in place that might work for 15 to 20 years and then I'll have to get it replaced. I'm like, mm-hmm. these are my only options
for
you guys to go in and do surgery. Like, I have no other way. You're not going to be able to do deadlifts or your workouts or anything. So you're going to want to change your mindset on that. That's straight the words out of a doctor's mouth that I was talking to. Mm-hmm. A year and 4 months later, I went back to him after I questioned everything he said. I did all the work I could. I came back at being almost 100% recovered in a year and 4 months from herniated discs because I questioned everything. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to accept the fact that I couldn't lift over 30 pounds.
Right.
I mean, they were telling me that. I actually, just to put my hands out in front of me hurt my back. That's how bad it was. Just the transfer of my weight of my own body hurt my back. Mm-hmm. And now I'm back to doing deadlifts of 500 pounds, like nothing, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and it took a long time. It's not easy. It was quite the fight. But mm-hmm. that mentality of if you can work through this, not only will you help yourself to be able to have a much richer and more joyful life, but you're showing other people they can work through stuff too.
Yeah. And here's what we're not saying, guys. We're not saying be stupid, and we're not saying just push through pain.
Yes.
That's not the way. You can seek a guide.
Yes.
That can show you what is not firing and activating properly that's causing that pain, and also to load it in a way that's not detrimental.
Yes. Because safety, like good form, being safe with everything you're doing.
If you walk away from a workout and you have a back pain, that was a bad workout.
Yeah, it's not because it was a good workout that you're in pain.
Yeah.
Soreness and being tired is a good sign of a good mm-hmm. workout. Pain, there should be no pain in any workout that you do. Mm-hmm. If there is, then you should reevaluate what you're doing, walk away, maybe get some help, something. Mm-hmm. Because if you're hurting yourself, you don't know the underlying issues that you could be creating, constantly working through that. Your body's compensating. Your body, it's fatiguing in other ways, so other things have to... It's a mess that you're creating right there for the rest of your life, it could be. Mm-hmm. So step back if you're feeling pain, and let's think about it. Like Chris was saying, we want you to be really mindful of what you're doing, but you don't just give in. When somebody says you can't do something, do you just say, oh yeah, I can't, and walk mm-hmm. away? I mean, that it's not a way to live a very, I feel from my experience, a very fulfilling life. Mm-mm. You know, and like what we talked about, just what you just said, was you can get people to help guide you through big injuries, whether it's a big break, whether it's a ligament tear, whether it's you tore your muscle, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. you can get people to help you work through that at a pace or at a way that you can to get to make out better on the other end.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you have to have the want. If you don't have the want to do it, if you don't have the mindset to work through the hard stuff, because you know it's going to be there, you know it's not going to be easy, because it's not easy already. Say you're already in pain. It's just not going to be easy. So you're going to have to work through those extra hard days and stuff, but you have to have the want. Mm-hmm. And then you'll find the people that you need to help you through it.
Yes. And here's how not to recover from injury. And not that these are bad. These are great avenues. Mm. But if you solely focus on only chiropractic care, only dry needling, and only massage therapy, what do all those three things have in common, right? Is you're getting the work done to you.
Yep.
And it feels good at the time, and I'm not discounting those practices at all. So don't hear me on that.
I mean, if everybody heard, you used the word only.
Right.
So you're saying chiropractic plus something else would be good.
Yes.
Like acupuncture plus something else would be good.
Yeah. So plus working on yourself, working on your musculature, right? Because so many times people come to me and go, I have a bad back. And I'm like, no, you do not have a bad back. You have a weak back.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a compromised back that we have to get, you know, in the right firing order again.
Yes.
Right? Because what happened is your back has been your strength for most of your life, and it got tired of being your strength.
Yep.
So it came out as pain, right? Or a bulge disc or whatever yep. have you. So that was the mindset that really separates people is when they don't become their injury.
Yes. Don't embrace it and just start being classified as your injury. When somebody knows you as, hey, that's the guy with the bad knee, that's a bad rep.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be known as the guy with the bad knee, the bad back. You know, you can't do this really. That's and a lot of people end up leaning into that a lot, like owning that. Why would you want to own that you have a bad back or own that you have a bad knee? When somebody says like to me, like, oh, you know, maybe I'll grab that for you because I know you have a bad back. Whoa, whoa, get out of my way. I got this thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Don't be telling me I got a bad back. I have strength. I've done what I needed to do. And I almost take offense to it because of how much work I put into it. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's like the other way around for a lot of people is when they can be the guy with the bad knee or bad back, it's the easy way out for so many things.
Mm-hmm.
But then look at the quality of life you live in.
Mm-hmm. And not to discount anybody's pain or injury.
Yes.
But if you're not working on it or trying to work through it, you're essentially just being a victim.
Yes.
Right? If you're using it as a talking point, maybe put up the mirror on yourself and go, man, am I having this just because it gives me something to conversate with other people?
Yeah.
Or do I actually want to get better and I want to fix the issue?
I mean, I feel like that is where a lot of people get trapped in sometimes, is that it is like a good, meaningful subject for people to bring mm-hmm. up. In conversation, like, say, I'll use my own family as an example. Like, I have family members that have had injuries for years upon years. You know, they haven't done anything, but every time I see them, it's been 20 years. Mm-hmm. I know about all their injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So, but every time I go talk to my uncle, say, he tells me about his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all he's got focused on.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the things, too, I'd like to bring up. When you are being the victim of your injury, you tend to only see that. Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't experience as much or have your eyes open to as much in life when you're constantly thriving to explain your injury or just to be the victim in any way possible of whatever happened to you.
Right, absolutely. And that takes a massive responsibility. But I also think and feel that there's a huge lack of guidance to therapeutic exercise, right? Because PTs are great. I love physical therapy, and some physical therapies knock it out of the park, right? But the problem with it is that sometimes your insurance only carries you so far.
Yeah.
Or they only care about getting you to where you function, to where you're moving around and you can brush your teeth and you can, you know, walk up and downstairs maybe, but you still have the issue, that you can still work on that and be better if you get in the hands of a really good exercise therapist.
Yeah. I mean, even taking some of the things that you learned from PT and continuing them on as you go, man. Like, so like, this is some of the stuff that I you know, because we work with people like that
mm-hmm.
I work with a lot of people that say they can't afford PT, and I step in to help them finish whatever progress they need to make or whatever goals they want to make.
Mm-hmm.
But within that, they get like, I feel like, oh man, I kind of lost my train of thought on that. But anyways, with PT, I feel like it's fantastic. They give you a lot of good stuff. This is what I wanted to say. With the stuff they teach you, you can continue that without PT.
Yeah.
They teach you that stuff so you know it.
They tell you that.
They usually tell you, take this home and do it. That's real. Mm-hmm. Like, actually do that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then that way, now you're taking it into your own hands. Say you can't reach out to Chris or I, you know, and you just got done with your PT. Well, do what you can with what you know, and then you always have somebody maybe you can just step in one time. You can visit with me and Chris. We can help you with mm-hmm. something else to be able to carry on like PT did.
Mm-hmm.
And it might take you a little bit longer, but you're still pushing to progress in whatever way you can.
Absolutely. We're having some great conversations here with Joe Ruggiero on Mindset and Pain here on Power Talk 1040. We'll be right back. And we are back with the Cerebral Edge on Power Talk 1040, the only show that gives you the edge to be 1% better every day. Back with Joe Ruggiero, and we are having conversations on injury and mindset and how you can overcome your injury. Again, me and Joe are not physical therapists. We do not diagnose, cure, or anything like that. We basically, when somebody comes to us, assess and go, okay, maybe you need to go. And we refer out mm-hmm. to see a PT.
Yes.
And then afterwards, we come in and help with that post rehabilitation. So any advice that we give, please do not assume that me or Joe are physical therapists of any kind. We are just there to give the extra guidance afterwards.
Yeah, to bring you that step further to where you want to be. And we were just hitting big time on that victimized mentality mm-hmm. with your injury and how impactful that is. And we kind of hit on all three things that we really wanted to step in on, which was don't become your injury. So don't let it become your identity. You don't want to be the guy with the bad shoulder or whatever. And then victimizing, using that as your main focal point of your life. Mm-hmm. So if your focal point is your injury, like, and maybe you don't even see it right now. Maybe you don't notice that your injury is the focal point of everything. Mm-hmm. But pay attention to your terminology. Pay attention to how you talk and who you're talking with and what you're talking about. Because if you mention your injury two times in one day and you do it for 3 days in the week, you gotta think about that. You gotta say,
perfect.
I wonder why I am keep bringing this injury up. And I wonder why this is the only thing I seem to keep thinking about. Mm-hmm. You know, so then you stay kind of in the mud. You're just spinning there. You're not going anywhere. And what that does is it could bring more injuries because you're not working on one. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and who knows what you could be missing, say, I'll just use it for an example, like say you have an injury and you're taking a bunch of medication now for the rest of your life, who knows what that could bring into your life. So it's just random things of how to push through, where can you push through and where can you progress in any way with whatever injury you got.
Yeah, that's excellent guidance to actually be mindful and sit there and take the time. Maybe even log how many times you've talked about it that day.
Yeah.
Because if that is the case and you do kind of realize that you're that person that's making the injury part of your daily habits, that's a real thing you might need counseling for.
Yeah.
And you might need to talk to a licensed therapist to help you through that.
And that's the kind of what we're talking about. That might be somebody's first step to being able to get out of that injury. It's not working on the injury. It's working on your mental state to be able to take care of the injury. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things, too, to step in on all of this stuff is if you work through your injury, if you push yourself to be able to get better, have full range of function, get out of your injury even better than when it happened to you, then that's going to give you resiliency. That's going to give you things to be able to kind of lean on when other hard times come. Mm-hmm. When other things come, you'd be like, you know what? I got through that crazy injury that I had. Like, this isn't anything. I can do this. Mm-hmm. So what you get from working through your injuries is life lessons, a lot of resiliency, and things that are really good to have a healthy quality of life.
Yeah, absolutely. Pushing through things always makes you better. So when it comes to therapeutic exercise, somebody's coming in with pain, and I oftentimes assess where the pain starts, right, or wherever that injury starts to really talk to them. And we'll start by doing things that are pain-free.
Yes.
Because here's the deal. If you do have an injury and you keep pushing into the pain, you're going to get really good at being in pain.
Yeah.
Right? So building the parameters up. So say if you have a bad back, for example, and doing things like deadlifts hurt your back. Stop doing deadlifts from the floor, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe start a little higher up where it doesn't hurt. Build there and then start building down to the ground.
Yeah.
Right? So anything that I take my clients through never involves pain. So please don't misunderstand that.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. I do the same exact thing. Mm-hmm. Say, I mean, if somebody has a leg injury, we're not going to do a bunch of squats that day. You know right. what I mean? We're going to work the upper body and stuff. You always change things so you're still progressing, still working on things, still strengthening things without that pain. Mm-hmm. And what that does, like say if you hurt whatever, your leg, you have issues with your legs, and you're working your upper body, your legs are still going to be stronger than if you didn't.
Yeah, because work you might your upper be working body. The stabilization
exactly,
aspect.
Exactly. Or just alone, the blood flow and the pump of your hormonal effect mm-hmm. from of working out through your system, let your body know, hey, I still got to be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I broke my leg, like, I couldn't use my leg for 9 months. Right. I did squats, lunges, all with my other leg. I actually came out of that cast without having, I think I had maybe 20% decrease of muscle and stuff, which is pretty significant for nine months. I came back, took me like 2-3 months before my leg was the same size, all that, because mm-hmm. I was working out. Even though I wasn't working the one, my body was still telling all my muscles, like, hey, man, we're going to get back at it. You know, we can, when you can, I'm ready, type of thing.
There's a lot of science behind that, working the good side while the other side's in a cast,
mm-hmm.
and how it will come back faster if you work that other side versus now. There's a lot of neurological connection there.
Yes.
For muscle firing rate and stuff like that, because when you're working one side, that other side is also firing neurologically, even though it's not firing the muscle.
Yes.
So when you do that, and all of a sudden, just like Joe said, it's like ready. When you take off the cast, it's ready to come back faster than is if you've never worked it before.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, also, if you broke your leg, don't come see me and Joe.
Yeah.
Go see your doctor. Okay?
Seriously.
Then
yeah.
go through physical therapy.
Yes.
Then come see us.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So that is the main takeaway is that you really have autonomy in getting through an injury.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel defeated out there, I feel.
You know, I don't like to really put it towards this because everybody, it's so primal.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is when a deer gets hit by a car, you think it just like lays there and recovers for a couple months? it's real. Like my thing, back in the day, like say not even that far, early 1900s, when you got hurt, did you call out of work? You got sick. Did you not go in?
Right.
It's not a thing. It was not a thing back then. Mm-hmm. Like where I grew up in Vermont, when I was younger, because now it's much more populated with all this, but there was no calling out. You don't miss days. We had teachers in there like sick, working mm-hmm. still, because there isn't any of that. You always work through it. I'm saying like that might be too extreme, but it's also something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't just give up, roll over, and just play dead and call it. You know what I mean? You have to push through.
Well, just because you're pain too doesn't mean you have an injury.
Exactly.
You know, I think there's a big misconception out there right now with people who go, well, this is painful. I just must need surgery for it. And sometimes that isn't further from the truth.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, honestly, it could just be a factor of form. I've had people say that they can't do it because their lower back, you know, the doctor said their lower back's no good for doing, say, squats or deadlifts or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how you doing the deadlift? And then I see how they're doing deadlifts, tweak a couple things. Now they don't feel anything in their lower back.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, that it wasn't that you can't ever do it. Just it wasn't done right. So yep. why didn't you keep my? I guess where I get lost in it is why we don't keep asking questions to push into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that like for me, I can't just accept somebody telling me something one time. I have to keep pushing into it and figuring it out. Like what's mm-hmm. going on here? So I guess that would be if there was something I really wanted you to take away from this is not to let your injury get you, but also like always keep being curious.
Mm-hmm. Find
Push
good
in.
Guidance.
Yes.
Find good guidance. Okay. That is pretty much the main message I feel of today's show is that there are awesome PTs out there. There are bad PTs out there. There are awesome personal trainers out there. There are bad personal trainers out there. You have to navigate your way. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep finding the way that's going to make you better. So glad you joined me today here on the Cerebral Edge. Actually, first, Joe, tell people how they get a hold of you.
Yeah, you guys can reach me. Give me a call, 802-384-9992, or throw me a Gmail at dkstrong719@gmail.com.
And I'm Coach Chris. You can reach me at CerebralEdgePerformance.com. My YouTube's also Cerebral Edge Performance. You can look up all kinds of exercise therapy tools there. I'm so glad you joined me today here on the Cerebral Edge. Hey, let's keep this thing going. Join me next Saturday at noon right here on Power Talk 1040. I have another great guest with some more insight on how we can achieve all that cerebral edge goal of making you 1% better every day. I'm Coach Chris, and until next time, stay strong.